Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, and welcome to Odyssey, a place where great adventures and new discoveries happen. But why take my word for it? You can see for yourself when you join us for today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Finding the next clue shouldn't be torture. It may be the apple of your eye.
Hank Murray.
Under a bushel or in the orchard.
Everybody freeze!
All you have to do is try. What do you think?
And the crowds are gathering here at McAllister Park for the big treasure hunt and war games contest sponsored by, what's it called? Oh, yeah, Rathbones Palace and Odyssey 105, which is the only reason I'm associated with this thing. Brian Dern here with you on overtime all afternoon as local yokels race like maniacs all over town to get to the secret treasure. And, of course, the proceeds go to the children's hospital. Wait, here's Bart Rathbone, one of the sponsors. Talk to me, Bart. What's this thing all about?
Well, as you said, Brad, can I call you Brad?
Sure, but my name's Brian.
Rathbone's Palace and Odyssey 105 are sponsoring this here contest where teams of two players will go from place to place on the outskirts of town to get the clues.
What kind of clues are we talking about here, Brad?
Bart. Large signs to tell them where to go for the next clue. Like, after we start the contest, the first clue can be found at the gazebo in the middle of the park. Then the players have to figure out from that clue where to go next, and so on and so forth. Then the best of the contestants will find the treasure packed with valuable coupons donated by local businesses in that all-expense-paid weekend in Chicago.
And, of course, the contestants are sponsored by businesses and individuals around town to help all those kids out at the children's hospital.
Right.
But hey, this thing sounds easy, but we both know it isn't.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell our listeners about these rather realistic-looking plastic guns everybody's carrying?
Well, these are high-powered, long-range water pistols, and they're filled with red dye.
Water-soluble, of course.
If you get shot with this red dye, you'll be eliminated from the contest. Kind of keeps things interesting. And it means that you can't trust anyone. You never know who might be packing a water pistol. Available now from Rathbun's Palace.
These pistols are pretty realistic looking. Aren't you afraid kids will think you're actually condoning playing with guns?
Good question.
Are you kidding? They're only water pistols, which, as I said, are available at Rathbun's Palace for a very reasonable price. Besides, I played with toy guns when I was a kid, and look how I turned out.
Well, thank you, Mr. Rathbone. I'm sure all you parents out there find those words comforting.
Leave it to you to turn an innocent treasure hunt into a war game.
And then we'll get started with this contest. Don't go away. If I gotta be stuck with this nonsense, so do you.
Is that you under there, Tom?
Oh, hi, Whit. What are you doing out here?
Well, it was such a lovely day, I decided to take a bike ride. Whew, I'm more out of shape than I thought. What happened? Did your truck break down?
Oh, just replacing my fuel pump.
Ah.
Dive on in here. I got most of the bolts off. They put them in the strangest places.
Well, that's so only authorized mechanics can work on them.
Well, I'm not paying an authorized mechanic to fix something I can fix myself. Hand me that extension, would you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There you are.
Thanks.
From the Campbell County Jail, police are looking for convict Hank Murray after his escape from the detention center in a laundry truck around midnight.
Did you hear that, Tom?
He is a tall, sandy-haired gentleman who was on foot and smells like dirty clothes. Call the police immediately if you suspect you've seen this man. In other news, the president announced today the
Hank
formation
Murray.
Of a new congressional
you know him? Oh, don't you remember? Practices. He's the one who tried to rob Connie and Eugene that night
now
at Wits End.
No kidding. Would you grab onto this thing while I turn that?
Sure, sure. I wonder which direction he went in. He wouldn't come back to Odyssey, would he?
Well, no telling. There we go. My fuel pump. Now we can put the new one in.
Tom, that's your starter?
I knew that.
$9.95. Available now at Stephen Drug Academy Hardware, Joe's Park and Dine, and Leon's Motel Room 30A. Another teleproduct from Roncho Incorporated.
We're live back at the Big Treasure Hunt and War Games contest, where our contestants, must be 20 teams out here, are gathering at the starting point. Let's gab with a couple of them, boring though it may be. Hi, who are you guys?
I'm Isaac Morton.
And why are you involved in this madness?
Because my mom works at Children's Hospital.
How interesting. And who's this, your team member?
Indeed I am. The name is Eugene Meltzner.
Well, Eugene, why are you out here today?
Well, actually, it's rather embarrassing.
Ooh, my favorite.
I thought the War Games was a computer contest. I'm not particularly pleased about these guns.
Water pistols, Eugene. Nothing to worry about. Best of luck to both of you.
Well, thank you. The thing about the water pistols is that...
Thank you very much. Bet they get eliminated in no time at all. Let's go over to the grandstand and find out what's holding this thing up. Excuse me? Pardon me. On the air. Excuse me.
So, what's our strategy, Eugene?
After great deliberation, I've concluded that our best strategy is to win the treasure.
Well, that's a big help. But do we stick together or split up?
Two heads are better than one, as the proverb goes. I believe we should stay together, particularly since I'm not comfortable shooting at anyone with this water pistol.
Me neither.
However, I am prepared in other respects.
Yeah?
I've brought a canteen of ice water in case the heat becomes extreme. And in case we get separated, I have brought my specially designed whistle.
Whistle?
Yes. Very shrill and very loud. Known to drive people and animals to violent distraction. Witness for yourself. Pardon me. Anyway, young Isaac, you'll know where I am if we should get separated.
No kidding.
All right, everybody. Get on your mark for the start of the big contest. Don't forget now, no shooting until after you get the first clue at the gazebo. You ready?
Together, Isaac.
Set.
Uh-huh. To the treasure.
Go.
And they're off. Look at him run! You couldn't get me to move like that. Not for a box of cheesy coupons, that's for sure. But it helps the Children's Hospital, and that means something.
Now let's jump to a break while they jump to the first clue.
Group. There. That gets it.
The starter's back in?
Uh-huh. Well, now I can get to the fuel pump. Say, why aren't you out there after that treasure, Whit?
Well, I thought about entering, because it's for a good cause and all, but when I heard Rathbone was turning it into a war game with those guns he wants to sell, I decided not to. I'd rather just write a check and give it straight to the hospital.
Well, I signed on to help, but that was before I found out what Rathbone was up to. Now, live and learn. What's that?
A police helicopter.
Oh, looking for Hank Murray, I reckon. I hope that doesn't mean he's running this way. You were one of the key witnesses that locked him up, right, Whit?
Thanks for reminding me.
Well, I hope he's not the vengeful type.
Are you trying to make me nervous?
Oh, sorry. Oh, wouldn't you know it?
What'd you break?
Oh, just the ratchet.
You have another one? I can get it.
Oh, it's in the garage. You'd never find it. They just don't make tools like they used to.
Well, they do, but they're more expensive now.
I reckon. You know, I'm just teasing you about Hank Murray. That coming back for revenge stuff only happens in the movies. Let's see. Ratchet. Where to put the ratchet? Let's see. Oh, here it is. I'm sure he hightailed it out of... Huh? Who's that? Who's there? Is somebody back there? Hey, Whit! Oh, never mind. Back door just blew open. Of course, there's no wind today. Well, it's nothing. Oh, boy. I found the ratchet. You know, it's funny, because this Hank Murray thing has me all jumpy now, too. Maybe we better just talk about... Whit? Whit? Whit! Hey!
Stay very still, mister, or your friend's gonna be in a world of hurt.
You must be Hank Murray.
I predicted from our last clue, young Isaac. We have found our next instruction.
This is it? An abandoned bus stop?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, but where is everybody?
Far and away. My strategy seems to be working.
Yeah, hiding every step of the way has either put us way out in front or way behind.
I predict we're far ahead of them because of our rather uncanny ability to figure out the clues. And, therefore, we haven't had to shoot anyone either.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm considering leaving my weapon here as a symbolic gesture against the use of these toy firearms.
What?
Yes, Isaac. I've decided not to shoot anyone, even if I have to risk losing the game. The implications towards human life are staggering.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. Sure, I won't shoot anybody either, even if it is just a toy gun.
Ha-ha! Gotcha!
Ah! No! Wait! Ow! Ow!
I got him!
Oh.
My most humble apologies.
Good grief. Give some people a gun and they get all trigger happy.
Perhaps we should read the clue and move on with our weapons.
Perhaps we should.
What a surprise to see you again, Mr. Murray.
You're telling me. Just move over there next to your friend.
The radio didn't say anything about you being armed, Mr. Murray.
Oh, I'm sorry for not keeping them informed. Look, I'm here for just one thing.
I told you, Whit. I told you. Revenge. They always come back for the guy who put him away.
Tom.
Oh, well, I only mean that...
Look, you two. Don't get yourselves all worked up. Odyssey is the last place I wanted to see again. Especially after that crazy experience I had at your place. What's it called?
Whit's End.
Yeah, that's it. You people are crazy. I must have took a wrong turn last night. It was dark, you know.
So, what do you want from us?
Easy. I need transportation. Surely you yokels have a car around here.
Well, I have good news and some bad news about that.
Yeah?
The good news is that my truck has a new fuel pump.
And the bad news?
It's not in yet.
What about you?
I came out on my bike.
A bike?
Well, that's all I brought. If you'd let me know you were coming,
I have a tractor and a couple of horses, but they won't get you very far without being spotted.
You don't have to tell me that. Then what am I? A helicopter. Must be the police again. Quick, into the garage, and don't try anything. Hurry.
And it's Brian Dern in the Odyssey 105 Thunderstreak, getting the bird's eye view of our contestants. We've just passed over Riley's farm and are headed for the Golden Meadow where, yes, many of the contestants are battling it out to get to that fifth clue under the large oak tree. You should see it, folks. The red paint is flying, and the contestants are deadlocked. Two rather geeky-looking characters have made a break from the action and look like they're going to make it to the tree.
We made it.
Quickly, what does the sign say? I'll cover us. Just let them try something.
Eugene!
Huh? Oh, I must be getting carried away. When in Rome, as they say.
Rome?
What's the next clue, Isaac?
Finding the next clue shouldn't be torture. Mm-hmm. It may be the apple of your eye, under a bushel, or in the orchard. All you have to do is try. What do you think?
Whoever wrote that needs to take a course in poetry.
The clue.
Simple. Apples, bushels. It must be referring to Delvecchio's fruit stand on Morgantown Road.
Really? I figured the apples and orchard were talking about Tom Riley's farm.
Impossible. It's the fruit stand.
I really think it's Mr. Riley's farm. It'll only take a minute. It's right over the hill.
I'm going to the fruit stand.
But Eugene...
Have I been wrong thus far?
No, but... Oh, suit yourself. I'll go over to Riley's farm, and if I'm wrong, I'll try to catch up with you.
And I will do likewise if I'm wrong, which I rarely ever am.
See you later.
Farewell, comrade. Yeah!
There you go. Nice and snug.
What good will tying us up do?
It'll keep you out of my way while I try to figure out what I'm gonna do.
You could give yourself up.
Oh, sure. I've been planning my escape for months, and when I finally have my freedom, I'm gonna turn around and give up. Oh, good idea.
Well, then what are you gonna do, Mr. Murray?
Call me Hank. All my friends do.
Before or after you tied him up?
You're a funny fella. Well, I suppose my only choice is to...
Okay, nobody move or I'll have to shoot.
Isaac!
What kind of town is it that lets kids run around with guns?
I want that clue and I want it now.
What?
Isaac, wait!
It isn't what you think.
Put down that gun, kid. I don't want nobody to get hurt.
Oh, yeah, sure, and I want that clue. I know it's around here somewhere. Don't make me shoot.
Isaac!
Listen to me, kid.
He thinks it's a game, Mr. Murray. It's not a real gun.
That's right. Tell him, Isaac, and put down that gun.
No way. Mr. Rathbone said not to trust anybody in this contest. How do I know you're not just trying to hide the clue from me?
This is ridiculous. Put down the gun, kid.
No, you put down your gun or I'll shoot.
I'm not playing around.
Neither am I.
Isaac, please.
Isaac, look, we're tied up. He's serious.
So am I, Mr. Whitaker.
Put it down. Now. I'm gonna count to three. One.
Sorry to have to do this.
Two.
No, don't.
Isaac.
Three.
Hey, what is this?
Isaac, run.
That's it. You're eliminated.
What? Red water? This place is a loony bin.
You're eliminated now, so where's the clue? Well?
Come here, kid. I'll give you a clue. Ah, not a bad fit. Tom? Good thing we wear the same size.
I got them for Christmas.
The police won't be expecting me to wear farm overalls. Now, what I reckon I'll have to do is swipe some valuables from your house and be on my way.
Your situation hasn't changed, Mr. Murray. You don't have a car.
Ah, but I do have one of those horses. I can ride across your land to one of those other farms and steal a car there. Unless this is National Replace Your Fuel Pump Day.
Is it?
Quiet, kid.
You know you won't get away with this. You didn't before, and you won't now.
Why? You gonna pull out some invention to stop me? Not this time, Mr. Wizard. So if you'll excuse me...
You be gentle with my horse! What are we gonna do, Whit? We can't let him get away!
I don't know. Say, maybe if you scoot your chair this way, we can untie each other's ropes.
I have an idea. No, I don't.
Come on, Tom, scoot this way.
Hey! Got it, Whit.
Good. Now try to untie my ropes.
Okay. Is that my hand or yours?
I think it's yours.
Oh, all the feeling has gone out of my fingers. I can't feel the knots.
Wait, there's someone at the window.
Maybe it's Murray again.
He's at the back door.
Everybody freeze, to borrow the colloquialism.
Eugene!
Shh, keep your voices down.
What is this? Isaac, you were right about that clue. It wasn't Del Vecchio's fruit stand. I suppose we're way off track now, but I think
Eugene, can't you see we're tied up?
Hmm? Oh, my word. I believe this contest is getting way out of hand if this is what contestants are resorting to.
I'm telling you, Whit, he's as slow as a slug on salt.
Now listen carefully, Eugene. Hank Murray escaped from jail and...
Hank Murray, the scoundrel who tried to rob me?
Yes, in fact, he's trying to get away on one of Tom's horses, even as we speak.
Get away!
Hurry
and... We can't let him get away. I'll stop him.
Eugene, wait. What's gotten into him?
It's the water pistol. All of a sudden, he thinks he's Rambo.
What?
I've always worried about that boy, Whit.
Easy, girl. We're gonna take a little ride, and then you can come home again, all right? Okay, hold still now. That's all right. I'm not very heavy, am I? You ready?
Stop right where you are, Mr. Hank Murray.
Huh? Oh, I remember you. Look, I don't want any trouble.
Then stop where you are and get down from that horse.
You're nuts!
I won't let you get away, Mr. Murray. You can get off the horse and give yourself up or suffer the consequences.
What are you gonna do? Blast me with watercolors from your pistol?
No, sir. Something far worse.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
You won't get down?
Nope. Come on, girl. Let's get out of here.
Come on. Stop!
Okay, I'm getting a little tired of this.
As am I. You've been warned. So take this.
Hey, down, girl. Calm down. Whoa.
You can't say I didn't warn you. And you won't be needing that gun, I suppose. Oh. Well, I have to admit it's the strangest capture I've ever heard tell of. Into the car with you, Murray.
My pleasure. Just get me away from this asylum and back to jail where it's safe. Water guns, red dye, whistles. And drive slowly. My head hurts.
Anything to accommodate our guest. I'll need all of you to come down to the station for a proper account of what happened. Would that be all right with you?
We'll all come down later this afternoon, Captain O'Ryan.
Well, thank you all very much once again.
Well, I guess that's that.
Not quite. Eugene?
Yes, Mr. Whittaker?
I want you to know that all in all, that was one of the dumbest stunts you've ever pulled. Were you trying to get yourself killed?
Not at all. But I confess, with all the excitement of today's activities, I may have been carried away just a little.
Carried away?
It's going to take poor Rachel a week to get over this.
I tried to apologize. She won't let me near her.
What, do you blame her? Where'd you get that whistle? A factory?
It's just a little something I kept in a treasure box at home. Treasure? Isaac?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. I guess it's been found by now and everyone's gone home.
Oh, a shame. It would have been nice to at least finish the contest.
Well, actually, you did, though you kind of took a shortcut.
I beg your pardon, Mr. Riley?
Well, I reckon since you really were the first contestants here, I can tell you. If you'd have seen the next three clues, you would have figured it out to come here anyway.
Here?
This is one of the clues?
Better than that. Run on into the barn and you'll find what you're looking for. Frankly, I'm surprised you didn't see it, Eugene. It's right where Hank Murray fell.
Really?
Tom, you mean you're involved in this contest?
Well, I told you I was. Volunteered before I knew that Rathbone was going to have all those war games. Oh, well, you boys better hurry up before anyone else gets here. I figure they'll show up any time now.
All right.
May I express my most humble expressions of gratitude for all...
Just go, Eugene.
Yes, sir. To the barn, young Isaac.
Tom.
That boy's just not wrapped real tight, Whit.
Oh, Tom.
Well, gang, Brian Dern in Odyssey 105's Thunderstreak. And it looks to me that while everybody else is stuck back at clues 8 and 9, two ambitious characters have made it to the jackpot. I can see them racing to Riley's barn now, where they'll find the big X that marks the spot of the buried treasure. Boy, the rest of you guys really blew it. The clues weren't that hard. Anyway, congratulations to the winners, and thanks to all who played. And am I glad to get this over with.
Well, it sounds like we have a happy ending all the way around. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Treasure Hunt was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Dave Arnold. And our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.